Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. What do we do with the problem of evil? How can our hope in Christ sustain us through difficult times? Christian philosophy has spent millennia pondering questions like these. The song, Keep the Fire Going, by Pilgrim House, wrestles with these questions too. There aren't any easy answers, but one thing we know about hard times is that we only get through them together. Our community should be a place of collective hope, where we lift one another up and inspire the world to dream of a better way of being. And God's mercy, new every morning, is fuel for the fire of our faith.
Does anybody want the truth to set them free? Do we just want stones turned into bread? And if freedom just leads to nothing but a broken world, then what good is it? When all of the leaves are falling, looks like the branch is dead. When all of our hearts are wondering where the spring can come again. Hope is waiting for a better day to come, believing we can play a part in it. A new mercy every morning, evidence of a good, good God, still closer than our breath. Even when the leaves are falling, even when the branch is dead, as long as the roots run deep, we know spring can come again. Come on down to the water, bring your pain and your heartache. No, you're not alone, you can wait with us, we'll wait together. If you still believe in goodness, then hang on, cause it's gonna be worth it. New mercy every morning, that's how we keep the fire going. Evil and there's darkness, don't have to look hard to find it. That's the world we live in, but it isn't finished. God with us in the hardness, he goes before, behind, beside. We're learning where the promise lies, here in the land of the living. So come on down to the water, bring your pain and your heartache. No, you're not alone, you can wait with us, we'll wait together. If you still believe in goodness, but hang on, cause it's gonna be worth it. New mercy every morning, that's how we keep the fire going. Somebody say he still delivers, somebody praise his name. Somebody say the God who saves is worthy of praise. Somebody say he still delivers, somebody praise his name. Somebody say the God who saves is worthy of praise. Cause every door's not closed, there's still a remnant. As long as we're still breathing, we can do it different. Even when the leaves are falling, even when the branch is dead, as long as the roots run deep, we know spring can come again. Bring your pain and your heartache. No, you're not alone. You can wait with us. We'll wait together.
When did you write this?
When did I write this song? I wrote this last month. So right now we're...
Oh, okay.
When this comes out, it's October. So I wrote this, I guess I wrote this in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. It's relatively fresh.
Yeah, this is pretty new.
New stuff.
It's not quite the newest song I've written, but it's just about...
Yeah.
And it was in response to a couple things. So there's a book by Madeline L'Engle that I really like. Madeline L'Engle is the author of A Wrinkle in Time. And she wrote a book called Walking on Water, Reflections on Faith and Art. And she's basically talking about the artistic process and creativity, and especially writing from the vantage point of being a Christian. There's a passage in there where she's talking about Dostoevsky, the famous Russian novelist, also a Christian, and talking about a passage in probably his most famous book, which is The Brothers Karamazov. And it's basically the problem of freedom and how, you know, Jesus offers freedom, the truth, which will make you free. But do we really want that? It's sort of the question that the novel asks, and Madeline Engel's reflecting on that. Do we really want freedom, or do we just want somebody to turn these stones into bread? Do we just want to be comfortable?
Yeah.
Do we just want to have our need met as opposed to the reality of the truth, which sets us free? And what does freedom really lead to? You know, she has this whole reflection on it where she's like, as long as not every door is closed, and as long as there's still people who believe that it's worth it, then things can still change. And so there's this idea of hope in the face of difficult things. So there's that's what she wrote. And then there's this preacher that I really like named Brian Zond, and he preached a sermon recently. And I think he's reflected on this several times recently, actually, because I've heard it in more than one sermon. But he was talking about theodicy, right? Which is it's a big term, but it essentially means the problem of evil in the world. Like if God is good, how can there be suffering? This problem is called theodicy. And he said, there's not a lot of great answers to theodicy in his opinion, because a lot of it feels really trite. You know, everything happens for a reason and et cetera. He said, but two things that from scripture that we can really hold to when it comes to the problem of suffering. The first one is that we're not alone. You know, God incarnate means, you know, he came to suffer with us, that God is with us in every hardship that we face. That's number one. And that is some comfort. One of the ways the answer to the theodicy is God is with us. And then the second one is that it's not over yet. So these are the two sort of pillars of the Christian faith in the face of difficulty. Number one, we're not alone. Number two, it's not over. And so I was playing with that idea, you know, in the face of difficulty, how do you still hope? I'm a person who believes in hope, and it's an important aspect of my identity. But that hope is based on the fact that God is with us. And then I was thinking of the Christian church, you know, the idea that we're in this together as well. So the chorus of the song is this idea of come and join us.
Yes.
Know that you're not alone. You can wait with us. We'll wait together. It says, bring your pain and your heartache. It doesn't say leave it. It doesn't say there's no such thing, because there is pain and there is heartache, but bring your pain and your heartache and we'll wait together. We're waiting for what? We're waiting for God to answer. We're waiting for God to move, and believing together that God will move. And part of the power of the kingdom here is that we, you know, when we're together, we can hope in that.
Yeah. You address that, what the author that you quoted in the first verse, does anybody want the truth to set them free, or do we just want stones turned into bread? In other words, are we following Jesus because of what he can give us? Just using the Lord for our own personal gain or benefit, or are we really in love with Jesus? And do we really want to risk, you know, allowing him to set us free? Being free, totally free, can be scary, especially if we're used to bondage.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of idea.
I just think the reality of freedom in the world, the reality of free will, is that there is suffering, right?
Yeah.
Suffering is a product of the fact that we have
freedom.
And that's a issue, you know, we're reflecting on who God is.
Yeah. The other idea, you allude to that in that second verse, when all of the leaves have fallen, looks like the branch is dead. Winter, you know, and you see all those barren branches, you know, say, man, oh, here it comes again. But spring can come again. So there's that idea of hope in the song.
Yeah, kind of have the main imagery I'm using there is this, obviously the tree and the branch, and then the riverside, you know, and a fire by the river being the image of the church.
Yeah.
And the community of God. I'm thinking even in Acts, we're reading about where when Paul would go to a town where there wasn't a synagogue, there wasn't enough Jewish community to have a synagogue, perhaps.
Yeah.
They would meet by the water, place of purification.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a Christian idea as well. You know, come on down to the water. It sounds like baptism. It sounds like where we meet together and are purified.
The water is great. Living water. He's our living water. Mm. You know, Jesus, the Samaritan woman, you'll never thirst again if you drink of this water. And she says, well, where is this water? I want all of it, you know.
I'm thinking of Isaiah 55, verse 1, right, which is, come everybody, I'll give you rest.
Yes.
Come drink and come eat. And you don't have to say anything.
Yeah, because God's mercy, God's love, God's refreshment is available to all.
Exactly.
And the invitation is there for all to come. Come. And he says, come as you are. You don't have to clean yourself up. He accepts us as we are so we can bring our pain and heartache.
Yeah.
And
then what do we do when we're together by the water? Let's say it figuratively. What do we do when we get together? How do we remember his goodness? I'm thinking also, I was also sort of channeling that verse in Lamentations, that really famous verse, that his mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
And that day by day have this reminder of God's mercy in our lives, even in the midst of pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And so we remember that together. And that's like fuel for this fire of faith, right? Is the reality of new mercy every morning.
Yeah. And you give that answer in the, I guess that the next verse, you know, yes, there's evil, there's darkness. Don't have to look hard to find it. You know, it reminds me of Isaiah says, you know, Lord, I'm in your presence. I see your majesty. I sense your holiness. And man, I'm overwhelmed. I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips. We know that. We can see that. And he says, God, you say, God with us in the hardness. He goes before, behind, beside. We're learning where the promise lies here in the land of the living. So there's that trust, that hope, that confidence, not only that God is with us, but he's building in us that element of faith.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all you have is the reality that God is with you. Like sometimes there's no other answer that's good enough, right? Because somebody has died or you've suffered a great loss or you're witnessing a great loss.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what to say, but I have to believe that God is with us.
Yes.
And I believe that because of Christ, because of the incarnate God, you know, God made flesh.
Yes.
And so then in the bridge, I did this thing where, you know, it's kind of like a testify thing. It's like, hey, if we're all down here together by the water around this fire, somebody testify to his goodness. Because maybe I'm in the midst of suffering and maybe you aren't. And maybe hearing your testimony and hearing your praise can lift my spirit as well. I've certainly had that happen in church or had that happen in Christian community. That's, again, the blessing of the kingdom here on earth.
Paul says that the Corinthians, you know, I am able to comfort those who need to be comforted when I'm experiencing that. And I can share that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're inviting everybody there. I need a testimony or witness, but I want you to, let's worship and acknowledge that God still delivers. God desires praise. God is the one who saves and he's worthy of our praise. Yeah. Did you double that in logic or was that, did you sing falsetto or?
So I sing falsetto. So I
oh,
did,
wow.
It's one,
that's
there's a
cool.
lead track, right? And
then
what I generally do when I record like a lead vocal is I'll do the lead. And then I triple it. I add two other of the exact same thing. After I've got it how I want it, volume-wise, I add two more and bring them down and pan them left and right and
right.
do like a spreader effect so that thickens the vocal. Right?
Yeah.
So that's just the lead, to try to get the lead to be above the rest of it.
That's right.
And then in this case, I added a falsetto where I just mirrored.
Yeah.
And then I did, it's something, it's the preset is called edge vocal, but it's like, it does that gravelly, speaking through a megaphone a little bit.
Right.
And I did that track as well. So now we're up to five. And then I did the harmonies. So there's two vocal harmonies on the chorus. And
on the chorus. Yeah, you built that up on the bridge. I liked the way that you built the chorus up because it, you know, it was thick. And and that is the most important part, I think, of the song.
I want to try something different with that, with the falsetto line, basically, where it's supposed to not be too in your face, but it's just supposed to add
Yeah, it was just there. At first, when I first heard it, I said, did he get one of his daughters to sing this?
Yeah.
And then, you know, thinking to match. So that was very cool. And I liked, the guitar part, the layering, the little, you know, wonderful melody leads in between. And then you highlighted that that other verse by changing it out by adding keyboard. And that just gives it a different taste. Like, man, this is something a little bit better, a little bit brighter. More ear candy.
Yeah, there's a few little bells in
little
there
bells.
To try to
that was cool.
Add something to it. And then, several guitar parts that I'm doing. So I got an electric guitar maybe almost 2 years ago now, around Christmas time. I told my dad, I said, hey, I got you a present.
Yeah,
I'm going to send it to you early, and you don't have to get me a Christmas present. And when you see what I got you, you'll understand. He says, okay. So I sent him this guitar kit, basically, where you build an electric guitar. They send it to you in pieces, and then you treat the wood, and you do all the things, and you build it. And I thought this would be a fun project for him because he's a carpenter, and he loves that kind of stuff. He's not, you know, a luthier. He hasn't made a guitar before. but it's like building a model, and he's really good with wood. I was like, he'll love this. Well, Christmas rolls around. It's nowhere close to done. Okay. And then it was like, it was my birthday the following year. So it was basically like more than a year. And every time I talked to him, he would tell me what was wrong with it, how he had done it wrong or how he had messed it up. And I was like, this is the worst present I ever got you. He just, every time we talked, he was so annoyed. And he kept being like, no, it's great. It's great. Except all of this is wrong, you know? And so anyway, it was a big old thing. And then, but finally he made it for me. And I got it, and it's a kit. It's a semi-hollow. What's that called?
It's like a 335
semi-hollow. It's like a jazz guitar,
essentially. F-holes, yeah. And that's cool.
But yeah, but then I had an electric guitar, which I hadn't had for years and years. So I was pretty inspired, and I've written a bunch of songs since I got that. I have an album that's going to come out hopefully Thanksgiving 2025, but sometime around then. And almost all of them are kind of more electric guitar focused because I just got one.
Yeah, you just got one. That's great. Well, I like the layering and that just how it highlights it. And then the other thing I liked about it was I think it's after you came off the bridge, you had an instrumental that seemed like, okay, here it is. This is it. And you played the guitar and different octaves, but it was really good because it highlighted like, wow, we just said something. We sang something significant, and that was that he still delivers. We praise his name. God is the one who saves, and we just added that.
I'm not a shredder. You know, I can't play lightning fast, and so I did a solo here. I can work out a solo, you know, and I can record it, but I'm not like, that's not really my thing. But yeah, I'm more of a rhythm guitar player, and so I do solo where I'm like, okay, that's good enough. I'm happy with it. it's not crazy, but it's...
Well, you listen to the worship today, the solos they're like anywhere from 1 to 5 notes at most, and they're not fast. Mm. You know, they're just a little melody line that gets the ear to tune into the next part, what's going to be next. So I think it's really done well, production-wise. It invites you in, says, oh, this is new, and then all of a sudden it builds, oh, that's new, and it keeps your ear. This is going to be on your new album?
Yeah, so this one's not out yet.
Okay.
I'm going to release an album sometime around November, end of November 2025, and it'll be on there on Bandcamp. That's where I put my music.
Make sure you give a listen. Many clicks.
Just want stones turning to bread. And if freedom just leads to nothing but a broken world, what good is it? When all of the leaves have fallen, looks like the branch is dead. When all of our hearts are wondering whether spring can come again. Of a good, good guy, still closer than our bread. Even when the leaves are falling, even when the branch is dead, as long as the roots run deep, we know spring can come again. So come on down to the water, bring your pain and your heartache. Know you're not alone, you can wait with us. Together, if you still believe in goodness, hang on, cause it's gonna be worth it. New mercy in the morning, that's how we keep the fire going. There's evil and there's darkness, don't have to look hard to find it. That's the world we live in, but it isn't finished. God with us in the hardness. He goes before, behind, beside, learning where the promise lies, here in the land of the living. So come on down to the water, bring your pain and your heartache. Every door's not closed, there's still a remnant. As long as we're still breathing, we can do it different. Even when the leaves are falling, even when the branch is dead, as long as the roots run deep, then we know spring can't come again. So come on down to the water, bring your pain and your heart.
You can find more songs by Pilgrim House, as well as a new album coming soon, at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.